Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Friday, October 4th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Our topic is the recent decline in obesity rates in the United States. We'll be discussing the potential impact of weight loss drugs on this trend. Eric and Kate, what are your initial thoughts on this development?
Well, it's certainly an eye-opener, Ted. A 2% drop in obesity rates between 2020 and 2023 is no small potatoes, especially when you consider we've been packing on the pounds as a nation for decades. It's like we finally hit the brakes on this runaway train of weight gain. But here's the million-dollar question. Is this just a blip on the radar, or are we seeing the start of a real turnaround?
I hear you, Eric, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Sure, a 2% drop sounds nice, but we need to pump the brakes on chalking this up to weight loss drugs alone.
Hold on, Kate. I wasn't suggesting it's all down to the drugs, but you can't ignore the timing. These meds hit the market around 2021, and suddenly we're seeing a dip in obesity rates.
Correlation doesn't equal causation, Eric. We need to look at the bigger picture. What about changes in diet trends, increased awareness of health issues?
All right. Let's take a step back and look at some specifics. What can you tell us about the prevalence of these weight loss drugs?
The numbers are pretty mind-blowing, Ted. We're talking about roughly 1 in 8 U.S. adults giving these drugs a whirl. That's millions of people jumping on this bandwagon. And get this, over 15 million folks are currently popping these pills on the regular. It's like half the country's on a medically induced diet.
But hold your horses, Eric. We can't just gloss over the potential side effects and long-term consequences of such widespread use. Are we just trading one health crisis for another? These drugs aren't Tic Tacs, you know.
These aren't some fly-by-night supplements we're talking about. They've been put through the ringer with FDA approvals and clinical trials. The benefits could be a game-changer for millions struggling with obesity. Sometimes you've got to crack a few
eggs to make FDA approval doesn't mean it's all sunshine and rainbows, Eric. Need I remind you of all the drugs that have been yanked off the shelves after unforeseen complications? We could be setting ourselves up for a massive health disaster.
Interesting points from both of you. Can you explain how these weight loss drugs actually work?
Sure thing, Ted. It's pretty clever stuff. These drugs essentially play copycat with a hormone in our bodies that tells us we're full. It's like having a built-in voice constantly whispering, "Hey, buddy, maybe skip that second helping." It's a targeted approach to weight management, working with our body's natural systems.
But isn't this just another quick fix, Eric? We're becoming a society that pops a pill for every problem. Shouldn't we be focusing on sustainable lifestyle changes instead of relying on medications? It's like trying to bail
out. Whoa, hold up there, Kate. It's not an either-or situation. These drugs can be a powerful tool when used alongside lifestyle changes. It's like giving someone a ladder while teaching them to climb. The drugs can jumpstart the process and make those lifestyle changes more.
Both financially and in terms of potential health risks? These drugs aren't cheap, and we're essentially turning millions of people into guinea pigs for a massive pharmaceutical experiment. It's like we're playing Russian
roulette. Let's put this in historical context. Can you think of a similar event in the past where a medical intervention had such a widespread impact on public health?
Great question, Ted. The introduction of statins for cholesterol management in the 1980s springs to mind. It was a real game changer in the fight against heart disease. Before statins, high cholesterol was like a ticking time bomb for many people. These drugs came along and essentially defused that bomb for millions. It's not a stretch to say they've saved countless lives over the past few decades.
I'd argue that the widespread use of antibiotics in the mid-20th century is a more fitting comparison. Sure, it dramatically reduced mortality rates, but it also opened up a whole new can of worms with antibiotic resistance. We're still dealing with the fallout from that medical revolution. It's a classic case of solving one.
That's an interesting parallel, Kate, but I think statins are a closer match here. Like these weight loss drugs, they target a specific health issue and have been widely prescribed. The impact on cardiovascular disease mortality has been nothing short of remarkable. It's a prime example of how targeted medical interventions can make a huge dent.
But statins aren't without their problems, Eric. They've got side effects, and there's been plenty of criticism about overprescription. We might be heading down the same slippery slope with these weight loss drugs. It's like we're so focused on the potential
benefits. How do these historical examples inform our understanding of the current situation?
Well, Ted, these examples show us that medical interventions can have profound positive impacts on public health. The obesity epidemic has been a major thorn in our side for decades, and these drugs might just be the breakthrough we've been waiting for. It's like we finally found the right key to unlock this particular health challenge. We shouldn't let fear of the unknown hold us back from potentially transformative solutions.
But they also serve as a cautionary tale, Eric. We need to be mindful of potential long-term consequences and avoid over-reliance on pharmaceutical solutions. It's like we're so eager to find a magic bullet that we're not stopping to consider the ricochets. We simply don't
Fair
have
point,
enough data
Kate,
yet to
but
make.
Let's not forget that obesity itself has severe health consequences. If these drugs can help mitigate those risks, isn't that a net positive? We're talking about reducing the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and a host of other conditions. It's like we found a way to nip these
Only problems.
Only
if the benefits truly outweigh the risks in the long run, Eric. We simply don't have enough data yet to make that determination. It's like we're jumping out of a plane without knowing if our parachute will open. We need more time and more studies.
But we can't afford to wait decades for perfect data when we have a solution that's showing promising results now. Obesity is a pressing issue, and these drugs could be saving lives as we speak. It's like having a life raft and refusing to use it because we're not sure how long.
We also can't afford to rush into widespread use of a medication without fully understanding its long-term effects. It's irresponsible and potentially dangerous. We're playing with fire here, and we might end up...
Looking ahead, how do you see this trend unfolding? What might be the broader implications for public health and society?
I believe we're at the cusp of a major shift in how we approach obesity treatment, Ted. These drugs could lead to significant improvements in overall public health, reducing the burden of obesity-related diseases. It's like we're finally turning the tide in a battle we've been losing for decades. We could see a domino effect of positive health outcomes, fewer cases of diabetes, heart disease, and other obesity-related conditions. It's not just about weight loss, it's about overall health improvement.
I'm more skeptical, Eric. I foresee potential issues with drug dependency and a neglect of holistic approaches to health and wellness. It's like we're putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. Sure, it might cover up the problem temporarily, but it doesn't address the root cause. We could end up with a society that's overly reliant on medications.
But Kate, these drugs could be the catalyst for broader lifestyle changes. They're not meant to be a standalone solution. It's like giving someone a boost to help them reach the first rung of the ladder. Once people start seeing results, they might be more motivated to make
Or they might become complacent, Eric. Why bother with diet and exercise when you can just pop a pill? We could be creating a generation of people who don't know how to maintain their health without pharmaceutical intervention. It's a slippery slope that could lead to all sorts
How might this impact healthcare systems and policies?
We could see a significant reduction in healthcare costs associated with obesity-related conditions, Ted. This could free up resources for other areas of healthcare that have been underfunded. It's like killing two birds with one stone, improving public health while also easing the burden on our healthcare system. We might even see a shift in insurance policies with more coverage for preventative treatments like these weight loss drugs.
But what about the cost of these drugs, Eric? They're not exactly cheap, and widespread use could strain healthcare budgets and increase insurance premiums. It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. We might save money on obesity-related conditions, but we'll be spending a fortune on these drugs. And that's not even considering the potential costs of treating
The long-term savings from reduced obesity-related health issues could offset those costs, Kate. It's an investment in public health. Think about all the money we spend treating diabetes, heart disease, and other obesity-related conditions. If we can prevent these issues in the first place, we'll be saving billions in
That's assuming there are no unforeseen long-term health consequences from these drugs, Eric. We could be trading one set of health problems for another. It's like we're playing a high-stakes game of health roulette, and we don't
Thank you both for this insightful discussion. It's clear that the impact of weight loss drugs on obesity rates is a complex issue with no easy answers. As we've heard, there are potential benefits and risks to consider, and only time will tell how this trend will unfold. We'll certainly be keeping a close eye on this developing story. This has been TED for Listen 2, signing off.